Junior Jules. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Happy Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, or whenever you listen.
I know, I always want to be like, it's Tuesday, and then I'm like, how many times do I immediately listen? Like, sometimes I do. To our podcast, your most favorite podcast, you better be listening on No, I'm just kidding. But like a lot of times, you know, like you're busy, you like listen a couple days later. But yeah. Anyway, we are really excited to be back with part two of our Misheard Lyrics episode. You guys loved this last time and we promised you guys more. And there were a few popular ones that we didn't include in the first round, but don't worry. You will hear those classics today. And we have some really funny ones as well to add on to those that we've had you guys submit to us, or we found. There's a couple that we've like found. I think you sent me a reel. I saw a couple on Reddit mm-hmm. that I thought were funny, but
yes,
it's going to be good.
Okay. Well, I say we dive right in, and yeah. I'm going to start because I found one personally today.
Oh, love it.
And so this is one where I don't know if I really can even pinpoint the word that I was saying instead, but yeah. I did insert one that like maybe, but okay, it's funny. So in the song Endgame, I realized that I have always sung this line as like, I would sing, it's like your eyes are like birds. I don't think I would actually say birds.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought it was, like, something that sounded kind of like that. And then it says, like, your body is gold. So your eyes are like birds. Your body is gold.
Okay. I did not know until you wrote this down that yes! it's like your eyes are liquor.
Liquor.
What?
Your eyes. Your. It's not even like. It's like
it's
your
like
eyes are liquor. What?
Yeah, but I can't remember what I was singing.
Yeah.
Before. I was like trying
to like
to think
10 times to try to like think of like what I used what to I, say. Yeah. Because the funny thing is I saw it in an article and I was literally like, she does not
like,
say that.
Or your eyes
and
are
I looked
like,
up the lyrics.
Say like.
I looked up the lyrics and it's liquor. I was like, what?
Yeah, I had no idea.
So
no idea.
Now we know. Hopefully we're not alone in that because
yeah, hopefully
I was
not.
Like,
everyone's
I
like, are you
shocked.
Kidding? It's obviously liquor.
It does not sound like that at all.
Oh my, not at all. Not at all.
Because the way she says it, she says like, your eyes are liquor. Like,
yeah, I
but
gotta go read
it. It doesn't sound like that. Anyways, listen
it's
to
like
it,
the
but.
One, what was the one we had last time from a 19. Oh, Stand Back Wasted.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's kind of
yeah.
like that. Stand Back mm-hmm. Where You Stood.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, excuse me, she is not saying that. Like, there is no way.
Yes.
Like, obviously, I hear it now, but.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
So funny.
All right. Well, let's start with some ones that you guys submitted. So this person said, I thought in the Bridge of Getaway Car, it said, we were chasing Bonnie and Clyde instead of we were jet set Bonnie and Clyde. Mm. I actually initially heard that, too.
Yeah.
And then later, like, I learned it was we were jet set, but it does sound like chasing.
I think I have thought three different things. I know, like, for the past long time, I have definitely known it was jet set,
uh-huh.
but I think I also used to think it was chasing, and I also used to think it was Jetson, like, three names. Like,
oh,
we were Jetson, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Who's Jetson? I don't know.
I mean, Taylor's like coming up with some
Bonnie and Clyde
third party
are
to Bonnie and Clyde.
Taylor and Tom Hiddleston and Jetson is Joe Alwyn from the Met.
That's amazing.
The three of them. Oh man,
that's awesome.
Okay, so the next one is from Out of the Woods, In the Clear Yet Girl. This person thought it was In the Clear Yet Girl until her friend corrected her and said it's In the Clear Yet. Are we in the clear yet? Good. So
I can see that.
Yeah,
like that
for
one
sure.
fits in the clear
oh, yeah.
yet, girl. Da, 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 da.
Yeah,
but sorry, it's not. All right. After
sorry,
yeah. You're wrong. Next. Oh god. So
we need to have one of those like button like beep.
Wrong.
I need to carry one around with me so when I hear people sing the wrong lyrics, I can just beep them.
For real. So the last time we did Misheard Lyrics, after the episode went live, the amount of messages we got that were like, I cannot believe you didn't talk about Starbucks Lovers. We apologize that I put it onto part two. But yes, a lot of people heard in Blank Space, got a long list Starbucks. Oh my gosh, now I can't even say it. Got a long list Starbucks Lovers instead of got a long list of ex-lovers.
Yes.
So we hear you. We know that's a misfit.
I would
there.
Like to proudly say never once did I.
I didn't hear that one either. That. I didn't hear that so. One either. But it Go was a us. Very popular one.
Yeah.
Like, worldwide. I think Starbucks even, like, did stuff with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, crazy.
On the other hand, I am very guilty of the next one.
Me too.
Which was from Cruel Summer. I honestly think almost 100% of people got this one wrong. For real. From Cruel Summer, he looks so pretty like a devil. Instead of it's supposed to be he looks up grinning like a devil. And I, the moment I knew that the right lyrics was opening night of the Eras Tour when I was there.
Oh, that's when you realized
that's
it?
When I heard it. Yes.
Okay.
That's when I heard it. I was like, oh.
You're like, wait a second.
He's not pretty like the devil? What?
What? Wait a second. I mean, it kind of fits, though, like the vibe of the song, which is why I think so many people – and I know people that still sing it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm over there like, grinning like a devil, like
– Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I know.
Did you hear what I yelled in your face?
That one I'm so, like – I'm like, wow. I'm, like, sad that I've been singing it wrong for so long that, like, I can't mess it up now. Like, I always –
Oh, yeah. Like, you have
sing
to.
It right now.
Yeah. I remember – I don't remember why I heard it. I think I was reading the lyrics one time.
Mm.
I don't remember why, but I remember singing it wrong for like a few months and then somehow seeing it.
Yeah.
But
mine was years, apparently. Years.
Thank goodness for the Eras Tour. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay. And tell me why I thought it was, and I need you like a heartbeat, you'd know you got on Main Street. But if you guys know the actual lyrics, and I need you like a heartbeat, but you know you got a mean streak.
You do like a heartbeat, you know you got on Main Street.
Once again, it's like, that doesn't totally make sense, but I mean, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's so funny. This person said, and would have, could have, should have, they thought it was, I fight with you endlessly, not I fight with you in my sleep.
See, and that's one
easily
such an easy mistake.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's like, oh, that makes so much sense. They probably do fight endlessly because she is fighting with him
in her sleep. Like, yes,
that's funny. This one said instead of bad blood, I heard bed bugs. Oh. Could you imagine? Because baby, now we got bed bugs.
We used to be making love.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's what? Amazing. That's so gross.
And like this next one too, though. It's just like, what?
Also, reminder, if you have not listened to our first Misheard Lyrics episode, I am coming in blind. So like Carly prepared this and I have not read this. Obviously, some of them I've heard before or like I personally have mistaken, but this is oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's read through all of these. Jess has not seen these.
This person said in Shake It Off, oh my gosh, I can't even say it. They said, I heard pigeons gonna paint. Oh my gosh.
I want
Oh my gosh. Haters gonna hate. It has to be.
guess. Yeah.
Pigeon's going to paint. Painting pigeons. That is
immediately what I'm like.
Amazing. Google.
Shake It Off lyrics. Oh, what am I actually supposed to be singing?
Also, I need like a meme. I need a meme for this. Of that? Does anyone have a video of pigeons painting? Because
sure there is. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
All right. This next one said they thought it was tossing panties in the pool. Instead of tossing pennies in the pool. Pennies.
This is why we can't have nice things, right?
It's like, once again, it's like,
oh, no.
Just imagine, like, oh, we're just tossing our underwear in the pool.
Well, especially because of that song and like the way she says it, she's like, da da da, tossing panties in the pool. Like, she's just like strolling down the street, throwing her underwear in the pool.
Too bad you're the one.
So this person said, and this is me trying, when they first listened to it, they go, who the F is Justin? Turns out I've just been having a hard time adjusting. So I've been having a hard time, Justin. Who the heck is Justin? Could you imagine,
like, excuse me, did you date a Justin?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. What? Is there, like, I've been having a it's like time, a, Justin. Not a love triangle, a love square. Justin's just in there.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Dating Inez. Justin's Inez's boyfriend.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
All right. This one's also from Cruel Summer. I feel like we had quite a few from Cruel Summer come in as well. But this one says, they thought it said, cut the head lice, summer's a knife. Instead of, cut the headlights, summer's a knife.
Which, the head lice.
Again, summer's it's like,
a- oh yeah.
I can hear it.
But also, but no. Head lice?
Oh my gosh. Some of these, I like want to sing them wrong now because I just think they're so funny. Because
it's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Too good.
So in blank space, this person said, I thought it was boys only one love if it's torture instead of want love. Boys only one love.
And they spelled it like O-N-E. So it's like,
yeah.
Boys like only. One. Like the number one.
One
love.
Single time.
One love. If it's torture. Yeah.
If we. Wait. I keep saying this. Like if we make love once and it's torture, it's a one and only time.
I mean, honestly, I'm sure there's a lot of boys out there that are like that.
Oh, yeah. That is so funny.
That's funny. Another Shake It Off. They thought it said, beggar's gonna beg, beg, beg.
Beggar's Hater's gonna beg, hate.
Beg, beg. Pigeon's gonna paint, paint, paint.
What's the other? Haters gonna hate, hate. And the faker's gonna fake, fake.
I'm just gonna shake. So it's gotta be. Yeah, which part?
Oh, no. Beggar's
gonna beg. That's the thing. Beg, so I'm beg. Like, which part was that for?
Like, paint was easy to me because it's like, hate. That is funny. Oh my gosh.
Who knows? That's funny.
Okay. This person said, I want you. Oh my gosh. I want you. That's my toe. And I ain't going to tell him. I think he knows. I literally cannot hear. Bless my soul.
I want you. That's my soul. Or sorry, I want you bless my soul. And I gotta tell him I think he knows. But they heard like, I want you, that's my toe. And I
think I sing that too.
Wait, but really? I know toe?
But I know it's wrong. But it's just like a filler word because I don't know what, like the birds. Like obviously I know she doesn't say birds.
Yes.
But I literally I want you to love my toe.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure I do that.
Yes.
So whoever you are,
I thought this one was so
reveal
funny.
Yourself. That's funny. Because I started to read it and I was like, wait, I know that's wrong. But I also, I'm pretty sure
that's what I
say. That's right to me.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
I think I just didn't know what she was saying.
You just, and
I
was just throw something in and like have and it actually dying, looked it up.
I'm dying that like now I know, like I'm like outwardly saying like I was saying toe. I want, I mean,
somebody
you.
Else wants
That's
too.
My toe. Wow. Okay.
You actually thought, I love it. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh man.
All right. This Whoops. One says, I loved you in spider instead
we
of
get so many spider.
I know. Instead of I loved you in spite of. But
I loved you in spider. That's what my daughter would say. My daughter loves Spider-Man.
She's like,
she loves talking to Tom Holland costume.
Yeah, she's like, hey, Tom Holland, spider.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
So another Cruel Summer submission. They said, the first time I listened to Cruel Summer, I heard crawled like a baby instead of cried like a baby. And I was like, how drunk was she? Oh my gosh.
I love I when know. People talk about, like, this is what I heard, but also, like, this is why I thought it was, like, okay. Like, oh, okay, she yes. was, like, super drunk, so she's crawling like a baby.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
That's awesome. All right, this next one is, instead of I scream for whatever it's worth.
It literally sounded like you just said the misheard lyric.
That's why I tried really hard to not. They wrote ice cream for whatever
like
it's worth.
Like the treat.
Like the dessert. Yeah.
Not ice cream. Oh my
there
gosh.
There you go. You did
ice
a better
cream,
job of separating
ice cream,
it.
Ice cream for but ice cream.
Ice cream for whatever it's worth. I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard?
That's what you would be singing. That's what you'd be singing when, like, someone broke up with you and you're sad and you're eating your
yeah.
ice cream
yeah, exactly.
and you're using your spoon as a microphone.
Yeah. So accurate. So accurate.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Okay. This next one is so good. And it's from Karma from Midnight's. And it says, my panties made your crown. Lots of panties instead of pennies.
Yeah, instead of pennies. Yeah.
My pennies made your crown. And that could really take the context two completely different directions.
Very, very different direction.
You wore my panties on your head as a crown. And it was so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. All right, this person said, I always hear you save your daddy's jokes for me.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of you save your dirtiest jokes for me.
From
Or
lover.
You'll say, hold on, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll save?
You'll save. I think it's save. That's what I sing. You save your dirtiest jokes for me.
Oh yeah, and you'll save. Lover. I think I may have always been saying say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that was my misheard lyric was, you say all your dirtiest jokes for me. It's you'll say, wait.
Save.
Where the hell? No, I
know. I do that to some too. I'm like, wait
a second.
You'll say.
No, I think I do say save. Well, that was a whole weird little. Now I need to go like sing it.
We're in denial.
I think I do say save. Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway, daddy's jokes, dirtiest jokes. We can move
you
on to the
save
next
your
one.
Daddy's jokes for me. That's funny. Okay. So this next one is, I'm a Barbie on the boardwalk, summer of 45, instead of I met Bobby on the boardwalk, summer of 45, which is from
Starlight.
I don't know that line.
Oh, really? It's like the very beginning.
Well, I just no.
I mean,
offense.
It's
I don't
it's an
like
old
that
song,
and I don't. Yeah,
it's not
to
like.
It.
It's understandable. Understandable.
I do not care much, or I don't remember the last time I
like listen to it. No, that
but
makes
I'm,
sense. Yeah,
I'm a Barbie on the boardwalk. I mean, I could see that.
It like fits really well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, you guys, another Cruel Summer one. I feel like Cruel Summer is the Miss Her Lyric empire that Style was on 1989. We had so many from Style last time. Now we're going to get a ton of Cruel Summer.
I got concerned because I read this and I was like, oh no, I've been singing it wrong. But
So they start out with the right lyrics. So the right lyrics are, hang your head low in the glow of the vending machine. I'm not dying. She said, I swore it was buying. So she thought it was, hang your head low in the glow of the vending machine. I'm not buying. But honestly,
that, I mean, it fits
really well. And that but seems like something Taylor funny. Would say, though, right?
Actually, like, it vending fits machine way better buying. Than I'm not dying.
Yeah, it really does. I'm like, so, honestly, you should have wrote that line. Because,
kudos to you.
Yeah. Buying is very clever. That's and I so almost funny. Wish it was that.
I'm not buying. Okay. So the next one is from New Romantics. This person always thought it was the lights and the boys are blinding. And I'm nervous. I don't know. And I was sad to learn it was the lights and the noise are blinding. I'm going to have to listen to that again because I might say the boys.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
The noise are blinding.
What is it like before? What's like... Like, I need a little more before. I might say boys.
We're all here. Where'd that go? We're all here. The lights and noise are blinding.
Oh, the lights.
Oh.
I say boys. 100%. The lights I say and boys. Boys are- I say it. I know I do. I do not say noise. I just, noise is blinding? No, boys are blinding.
The boys are blinding.
They're so hot, they're blinding. Okay.
Say, do you see how hot they are? I can't help it.
I 100% say boys.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do any more of these episodes. It like hurts my ego.
But I honestly really like knowing.
I know.
So
I do
I
too.
Can fix it.
Makes me want to like really study up, you know?
I know. I actually was thinking that when I was like creating this. I was like, once a week, I just need to start at the very top. Tim McGraw, here I come. Listen to the song, read the lyrics, make sure I'm saying everything right. I feel like it's mainly the like second half of her discography.
That, yeah.
Like, there's just so many more unique words and sayings and phrases.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I'm not messing up anything from debut. Probably not Fearless or Red, Speak Now. I know I said those out of order. But like some of these later ones, apparently 1989 throws me off.
That is so
and I
funny.
Love that song. That's like one of my I favorites.
Know. Yeah. The lights and boys.
I absolutely say boys.
Me too. That's funny.
Well, thank you for helping us learn the correct lyrics. All right, this one says, another Cruel Summer. I refuse to believe the line is killing me slow and not king of these hoes.
King of these hoes. Out the window. King of these hoes.
King of these hoes. Out the window. You gotta go.
Out the
you gotta
window.
Go.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
That is so funny.
But I just love how she's like, I refuse to believe that it's killing
she's
me.
She's like,
I will absolutely say king of these hoes.
King of the hoes forever. Long live the king of the hoes.
They can take those panties and make their crowns.
Make them their crown. Oh my gosh. Okay. This person said, someone once told me they always thought Fearless was feet last, and now I can't hear it normally anymore.
Oh my gosh.
It's feet last. With the, you can't see me, but with the heart hands, it's feet last. Oh my gosh.
Maybe there are people that mess up Fearless lyrics, apparently.
That is so funny.
Okay, this next one, I might want to just change the lyrics and sing it this way instead. So
obsessed.
Chasing maple leaf status instead of chasing make-believe status. And I bet you think about me. It sounds like it would fit.
Yes.
Chasing maple leaf status last time. Like, excuse me, what? That sounds perfect.
Yes, maple leaf status
obviously,
all the way.
Make-believe status.
Makes more sense.
Clearly makes more sense.
Yes.
But chasing maple leaf status.
We're here for it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
That's so funny. Okay. This one is, there I was again tonight, and it wasn't until Era's tour that they learned from her clear articulation that it was not, there I was against a knife.
There I was again tonight.
What song? There I was.
Enchanted?
Oh my gosh.
There I was,
there
against,
against a knife.
Forcing laughter.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. With the rest of it, that's even better.
Same old tired, lonely place. That is amazing that you thought that's what it was.
That is amazing.
But could you imagine listening to Speak Now and being like, Taylor, there you were
against a knife. Someone
what?
Had a knife to you and you had to force laughter and smiles? Who did
Although,
this to you?
Although, I guess, like, I'm thinking of it, like, literally, right?
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
Maybe these people are like, oh, like, she's feeling figuratively,
yeah.
like she was up against a knife. And then, yeah, that the rest of the lyrics so kind of fit. That's funny.
That's so funny.
But once again, okay. Thank you, Era's Tour. Thank you, Era's Tour.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Okay, I think this one's my last one, and then I think you have one more. So they said, it is, you taught me about your past, and they always thought it was, you tell me about your past.
Oh, maybe I.
So.
This is All Too Well?
Yep.
You taught me.
This was one that I first read it, and I thought they were saying, I heard you taught me about your past, but it is, you tell me about your past. And I was like, wait, I've been saying this one wrong? Really? Because I always sing, you taught me about your past. Yeah. You taught me about your past is right.
Okay. I think it's you tell me about your past. But I'll have to listen.
Yeah.
But they're close.
That's the thing is, like, because they're so close, it's hard to be like, wait, what have I been saying?
Yeah.
So. Crazy. All right, here's your last one.
Okay, my last one is from Ready For It from Reputation. And they said, I heard he can be my jailer. Why'd you do this, Taylor? not Burton to this Taylor. So,
I love that, though.
He can be my jailer.
Why'd you do Burton this, Taylor?
Burton to this,
like,
Taylor.
That's awesome.
That is a good one.
So. That's great.
And like, who's, I don't know who's Burton. I don't know who Burton is. Do you?
Well, isn't it like, let me see.
Burton to Taylor. Or is it not a person?
I think it is. Like, I think, yeah. I remember looking it up once. It's supposed to be a punny reference to a rocky relationship between Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Oh.
Two actors in the 1960s.
Okay. Burton to this Taylor. Well, I don't blame you for that one, but that's funny.
So this is also interesting that Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton were one of the first couples to receive excess media attention that negatively impacted their relationship. So that's probably why.
Yeah, why she used
she
it.
Said that. Dang,
that's
Taylor.
Funny. Dang.
So clever. So clever.
So clever.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. We love doing these misheard lyrics episodes with you guys. And we just know it's always going to be a good laugh. And you guys are going to be blown away. But when we asked for more, because I was like, oh, we'll just like see if anybody has more. Oh, we got more. And we probably have more for a part three. So
down the line,
we'll just keep them coming. You know,
we will.
Whenever we need a good laugh, we'll just throw these episodes in. So
yes.
Oh, I just can't believe how many misheard lyrics there actually are.
There really are so many. And I've even, since we've done the first one, I've been paying more attention to mine. Yeah. And I know I have more that I just keep forgetting. I need to write them down. Same. When I think I do of them, too. But there's a lot. So, but yeah, it really is so much fun every time. And that's all we have for today. So yeah. Thanks for joining us. If you don't already know, we love, love, love connecting with you all over on Instagram. Our account is at typicaltuesdaynight.podcast, and we love to post over there as well as DM with you all. Yeah. So if you don't already follow us there, make sure to do that. We can link our account in the show notes too.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. We like love our community over on Instagram, so you should come join us. It just is so fun because it provides us a way to connect with all of you even better, and I just feel like it keeps the party going all week, not just on Tuesdays. So yes. Thanks for tuning in on this typical Tuesday night. We are still having so much fun, just like it was the very first night.